this.
My name's C.E. Krause, and I've got some important news, some exciting news to share with you this morning from the Board of Trustees. The Board began a national search for Asbury College's next president in January of 2006, about 15 months ago. The charge to the Presidential Search Committee from the Board was to seek God's direction in choosing a person who is personally, professionally, and spiritually qualified to lead Asbury into the future by planning, resourcing, and implementing a vision for a premier Christian college committed to academic excellence and spiritual vitality within the context of our historical mission, which remains anchored to our Wesleyan holiness roots. The culmination of the committee's work resulted in their recommendation to the Board of Trustees yesterday of a person to become Asbury's next president. After full consideration by the board in executive session, they voted to elect a new president to begin serving July 1. You might be interested to know that the vote by the board on the first ballot was unanimous. The new president-elect started a career in banking and finance prior to deciding to pursue advanced degrees, which culminated in a PhD in public administration with a finance emphasis. She is no stranger to you as students. Many of you have had her in her class as she has been on our faculty in the business department for 17 years until her promotion to provost in July. Some of you have served with her on overseas mission trips and have seen her heart for the world. If you know her well, you will know that she is a woman who will lead Asbury College by her personal example and from a heart and a life that has been transformed and is surrendered to the Lordship of Christ. She will lead Asbury with a confidence that is based on her deep and abiding relationship with Jesus Christ and a humility that acknowledges areas in her life where she needs to continue to grow. She is dependent on the Lord through the empowering of the Holy Spirit to supply the wisdom necessary for her to provide the leadership that Asbury College needs. These are truly exciting days for Asbury as we look together to the future with both anticipation and confidence to see and experience what God has planned for Asbury College. It's my honor and distinct privilege to introduce you to the president-elect of Asbury College. Would you please join me in welcoming our new president-elect, Dr. Sandra Gray, and her husband, Ken.
It is, of course, a great privilege and honor for me to stand here in this new position as we look forward to the days ahead. And I'll tell you that other than the leading of the Lord in calling me into this position, the next single most important reason why I am eager to accept this position is because of you. You are the greatest students in the whole wide world. We have a tremendous faculty and staff, and so I'm excited for us in the days ahead for working together in furthering God's kingdom and his purposes for us. Our speaker today, Mrs. Kay Hayden, has presented for us the many questions that the world has. The world is asking questions and they're seeking answers. And we believe that you are the ones that are going to be providing the answers to the world. And so you are wonderful students, and we're just excited to working together in being able to be salt and light in the world. So I look forward to working with you. Thanks.